Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Don Marnin with the Cass County Hospital Foundation and Carrie Schmidt, who's the head of imaging, diagnostic imaging, correct, Carrie?
That's correct.
Okay, Carrie, we want to say good morning to you and to Don. And, of course, we're going to be visiting about an important gala coming right up here at the end of the month. So, Don, why don't you start out telling us about the event?
I'd be happy to. The Cass County Health System Foundation is hosting a gala this year in order to raise money for our 3D mammography unit. The gala will be held on March 25th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club, and we're really excited. We've chosen a theme for our gala. It will be a speakeasy theme, which is the Roaring Twenties. I tell a lot of people, I always think of Downton Abbey.
Oh, sure, from that latter part of the program, yes.
Yes, and so we're encouraging our attendees, if they wish, they can dress up in 1920s style clothing, those flapper dresses, and just very elegant. Or they can just wear a nice clothes. We're really excited. The tickets will include dinner and entertainment, and our entertainment for that evening are going to be dueling pianos, which is always fun. It's a great time. Also, we're going to try something new. We're going to feed you a wonderful meal, but then we're going to ask you to bid on your dessert. We have several local people who are donating their time and their baked goods, and we're having a dessert dash.
That's something new. I've never seen that done before, but hey, and maybe you have, but whatever. It's fun to try something new.
It is. It's kind of exciting. The highest bidder, you're not actually bidding on the dessert specific, but you're getting the opportunity to go pick your favorite dessert. So that's where the dash comes in.
Okay, that's the table or the person who's ever bidding gets to go first in line to get dessert.
Correct.
Okay.
So I think that'll be great fun.
Yes. And then I'll ask you again here at the end, but the date and the time?
The date is March 25th. Dinner will begin at 6. Okay. And we do have just a very few seats left available. So if they want to get in, it's $50 a person, or if you want to purchase a table sponsorship, which is always great, those start at $500, and $500, $750, and $1,500. At the $750 level and above, we have what we are calling our Great Gatsby Cocktail Hour, and that would begin at 5 o'clock, where we'll have some light hors d'oeuvres and we have a signature drink to serve at that was real popular with Al Capone. So that'll be great fun also.
Okay, so the main purpose of all of this, in addition to having a great deal of fun and getting the community behind an important project, is to support the purchase or use of the 3D mammography. So Carrie, it's your turn. Tell us about 3D mammography.
3D mammography is also referred to as breast tomosynthesis, so there are a variety of terms. I want people to be clear that there are numerous terms so they have an understanding of what it is. The woman will actually be positioned the same as the current mammography method. The only difference is the x-ray tube will move in an arc-like motion across the top of them. The machine will take about 15 images in about 3 to 10 seconds, depending on the vendor. This allows us to submit a large image set to the radiologist. They're currently getting 4 pictures of a patient. Now they're going to get about 60 pictures for that patient. It will really help in diagnosing breast cancers earlier.
And so when you say that many more pictures, it would seem to me there might be some of those that are a little different angle than the current equipment.
That's correct. 15 pictures of each breast and 2 projections. So 30 pictures of each breast at different angles. It really gives them a good look at multiple angles of the breast.
Well, and of course, breast cancer is one of those top cancers, especially for women, although men may have breast cancer also. And if detected early, pretty good results in treatment. Is that correct, Carrie?
That's correct. The 5-year survival rate for early detected breast cancers is nearly 100%.
Wow.
So early detection is the key.
Okay. Now, you know, sometimes you go in for mammography and they call you back in and say, now, don't worry, we just need a different kind of picture. Do you expect different kinds of better results with a 3D mammography?
I do expect increased results. We're going to have fewer callbacks. The 3D mammography, taking more images, allows the radiologist to really rule out different disease processes in the breast. If a patient is called back, it's going to be most likely for an ultrasound and for not any more additional mammography pictures.
Okay. Now, how many people do you, I started to say people, and then I was going to say women, but we need to say how many people would this increased, improved service get to? How many people are possible that you would serve with a 3D mammography?
Sure. We have more than 3,000 women in Cass County alone who are within the recommended age for screening mammography.
And so since I mentioned men a couple of times, that's a pretty low number, isn't it?
The men?
Yes.
About 2,600 men are diagnosed with breast cancer annually. So it's certainly a predominant woman's disease, mm-hmm. Though men can be affected.
Yeah, and sometimes I think we kind of forget that, and we need to be sure to just remember that that's a possibility too. Now, as the possibility for increased treatment with positive results has been happening over time, but the incidence still is there, and is it rising? Is the potential incidence of breast cancer, has that been rising, or does it kind of stay the same?
I don't know that the actual diagnosis of breast cancer has increased, but the detection of breast cancer has increased, certainly.
And I'm not sure I'm getting it out of your field here, Carrie, but I wanted to ask about risk. You know, if there's been women, you know, mom, grandma, that sort of in the history, does that increase the risk? Does that increase the urge to be sure to get a mammography done?
Are you speaking family history?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Sure. Actually, about 85% of breast cancers occur in women who have no family history. Mm. So I encourage all women to be screened.
And do you do that the entire part of your life, or does, like, how often, I guess, is the basic question. When should we start getting mammographies? Does that go on forever, and what affects that recommendation?
Sure. We follow the recommendations of the American College of Radiology, and what they recommend is that women age 40 and above receive screening annual mammography. If there is a strong family history, if a patient's mother has been diagnosed, then we can certainly start the screening process earlier. But standard is age 40 and above.
Okay. So a pretty easy thing for the woman to go through. Sometimes I think there are those horror stories out there, and you're going, oh, I don't want to go have that done. But it's okay. It's not for it's a positive experience, not a negative one. You feel so much better after you get one of those, Carrie. So we want to be sure that people do go and get that done. And with the purchase of this 3D mammography, we'll have even more positive thinking when we get done.
Absolutely. When you realize that the 3D mammography has been shown to find breast cancers up to 15 months earlier than the 2D imagery, that's a huge impact on the women of Southwest Iowa. And just to kind of put it in a little bit of perspective, breast cancer will affect 1 in 8 women during their lifetime. So look around and think 1 in 8. That's a significant statistic.
You bet. Think about how many women you know, and you can count. Every 8th one sort of is just going, oh my goodness, yes. Makes it more real, I think, to say that, Dawn. Okay, Dawn, let's remind folks this event coming right up on March 25th, time and place and cost.
Okay, it's March 25th at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club. Dinner will begin at 6, and tickets start at $50 a person, and we go up from there. And I highly encourage you to get your tickets soon, because seats are fast filling. You can call me at 243-7409, or you can certainly go online and look at the information there. And again, I highly encourage people to attend and support this immensely important cause.
Okay, sounds like great fun, great purpose, and again, just remember to call 243-7409. If you miss that number, call Cass County Memorial Hospital, and they'll shift you over to Dawn, I'm sure. So thank you very much to Don Marnin and to Carrie Schmidt for visiting with us this morning. And since the 17th is coming up here real soon, St. Patrick's Day, one of their sayings is, may you live as long as you want and want no more than you live.